Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. So, this morning, I was feeling really grumpy. And it was entirely because I came across the old dog had shat on the rug. And it was not an easy kind of poop to clean up. And it happened, or we discovered it, right as my wife was trying to get out the door with our older daughter. So I was feeling like this was being dumped on me, no pun intended, and I was just grumpy. And, you know, the house was a mess. I had just been dealing with this gross thing. Everyone came and helped eventually, but I felt like I was sort of left by myself to deal with it at first. And it put me in a really bad mood, put me in a sour mood. And my younger daughter and I were talking about it over breakfast, and she said, you know, what's going on? And I unpacked it for her, and, you know, talking about how, I don't know, just what had happened and why I was feeling that way. And you know what? I felt better. And it's such a good reminder that you're not happy or unhappy because something happened. You're happy or unhappy because that's how you feel in the moment. And there are lots of things you can do to change how you feel. And sometimes just talking with someone about how you feel is an excellent first step to changing how you feel. And that your feelings, you know, when you're in a bad mood, you tell yourself, I'm in a bad mood because of this. And that might be true. You might have been put in a bad mood by something happening or a string of somethings happening. The trap is that because we've told ourselves that, we can feel stuck in that bad mood because, well, the thing happened. It's not going to unhappen. You know, how do you shift your state when the point of how you've been telling yourself of why you're in a bad mood is because this thing happened? And you can't undo it happening. And I think it's really important that we practice uncoupling how we feel from the events that made us feel that way. This is hard for me. Obviously, it still happens to me. But there are so many things that I know that I can do to change my mood. And things that I can do immediately to change my mood. Right? You can take some deep breaths. You can practice the physiological sigh, where you take an in-breath, and then you take another in-breath without exhaling, and then you exhale. So like this. You do that once or twice, and it immediately changes your mood. There's some physiological thing happening there that I can't explain to you. You can take a deep breath. You can do the physiological sigh. You can talk to someone. You can either talk to them about how you feel, or you can talk to them about, you know, more broadly, sort of, you could have a conversation that hopefully turns around to how lucky you are, right? You can recount to yourself, try and get some perspective, a higher perspective from whatever circumstance you're down in, and say, well, you know, from the broader perspective, I feel very lucky that this is my problem. That I'm, you know, my problem is cleaning up dog shit off the rug. And it's not some loved one is horribly sick. Right, that's a really good problem to have. You could say to yourself, you know, I'm so lucky that I get to work from home and my spouse has to be in a car for an hour and a half each day, and, you know, I'm going to use that hour and a half each day to maintain the house so that she doesn't have to. Or vice versa, you could say, I'm so lucky I get to go ride in a car and listen to podcasts, and, you know, my spouse will take care of things at home or whatever it is, right? You can take whatever the circumstance is and find the good in it, find the perspective in it that's good. Talking to a friend, talking to someone you love, hugging someone, going for a walk. And then there's the more hardcore things like taking a cold plunge. But I don't think you need that, right? I mean, I think that helps me stay level each day. But I don't think you need those big things. I think it's really just a perspective shift. And being able to recognize that the thing that threw you into a bad mood, it isn't holding you there. It's not pinning your face to the bad mood. And that the thing that's holding you there is actually yourself. And I know I want to try and be better about letting go of that, right? And letting a bad mood be like a cloud going across the sun. It happened, and then the cloud leaves, and we can just let go of that cloud. The sun is back out again. And I suppose to the extent that we want to learn from the experience, the goal would be to, well, how can I maintain my equanimity in the moment, right? Because maybe if we'd found the dog shit, I don't know, half an hour earlier, I wouldn't have had that sense of feeling rushed that I do sometimes when everyone's getting out of the house to leave and like, you know, all this stuff needs to happen or doesn't happen or falls to me, right? If we'd come across the dog shit earlier, I probably would have had a different response. But the test is not how do you handle the thing when circumstances are somewhat optimal. The test is how do you handle the bad circumstance when the circumstances are really terrible also. Or, you know, you found your limit when you know when something throws you into a bad mood or throws you off your game or makes you lose your temper or whatever. That's your limit in that moment. And the thing to do is to ask yourself, okay, well, even in that moment, I would like to behave in a more poised, calm, friendly, kind, funny manner. I would like to be the person cracking jokes. I could have handled it better. And I think it's important that we have those reflections because that means that the next time it happens, we're just a little bit more likely to behave in a way that we're proud of. I've told this story a bunch of times, but I'll tell it again now. One of my proudest moments when I was a young man was when I was bosun on one of the sailing ships I worked on, which meant I was responsible for all the maintenance that happened from day to day, you know, repainting this, fixing that rope, repairing that sail. And one time, somebody who was painting something dumped a whole quart of paint all over the deck. And instead of freaking out, I just laughed and then helped them clean it up. And that is exactly the response that I want to have. And let me tell you, as a dad, there are those moments all the time, right? And having that story to be able to tell myself, that's how I want to behave. You know, when somebody screws up, when something happens that completely throws off what you were going to do, I want to have the response of laughing and then helping figure out how to fix it. And just being calm and relaxed about it, because you can have the exact same circumstance and it is either the coolest thing that happened to you or it's a shitty thing that happened to you, depending entirely on how you respond. I keep hearing this phrase, and I can't remember who exactly said it, that in between an action and your response, or an event and your response, is space. And in that space is your ability to choose what your response is going to be. And I think that that's somewhat true, in the sense that I do think that if we can pause and ask ourselves, how do I want to respond, that can be helpful. But I also think that we forget that that space exists in every instant. So let's say that something happens and you respond badly. Well, the very next instant, you could also turn it around and respond better. And the very next instant after that, you could still turn it around and respond better. Like, life is an infinite stream of instances when you could start acting differently if you chose to. And the moment at which we choose to turn our path towards a slightly different course is that moment that we chose. And I think it's not like a pass fail. It's not like, well, you screwed that one up yet again. Guess you suck at this, right? No. Our life and our behavior is a river that is flowing. And it's just continually flowing. And every moment is an opportunity to change our mental state and change our response and to change how we're feeling. And all of us will change at some point, right? Sooner or later, you're going to feel, even no matter how much you flipped out and screamed at people or whatever, sooner or later, you're going to feel remorse. That's the change. And then, so the thing to ask yourself is, well, can I shorten that time and maybe get to that point of change a little bit sooner? And a little bit sooner, and a little bit sooner, and reduce the amount of time it takes me to get to the kind of response, the kind of reaction to the world that I would like to have when I'm thinking about it in a non-charged state. That's the game. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.